It's the Boys in the Morning podcast with Jeremy, Steve, and Josh.
I have enjoyed listening to you two complain off the air about how CP you are.
Oh. You're like, welcome to hell, buddy.
This makes me laugh. Like 3 days in, you know. And
having to rearrange your life to wake up at 4 or 4:30, you know, it's a challenge. It's a struggle over here.
Try 3:30.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I've been doing 3:30 for 20 years.
Why do you get up at 3:30? What do you have to do?
I get in here like an hour before you guys do.
Oh, okay.
He bench presses 600 pounds too when he's in the morning, you know, doing all that.
I gotta get
stuff.
In here and do my push-ups and sanitize everything. And you don't want to know what I do with your microphones before you come in.
Man, Katie speaking
right
into this thing.
Don't smell
it's like
it.
I'm kissing it.
You guys are cute, though. I hope you both get a nap today.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
And I will just enjoy my heart palpitations over here.
Oh, no.
Hey, just a reminder that we are going to be giving away another $250 and a pair of tickets to see Imagine Dragons at Red Rocks on October 17th when we play Fast Five today at 7:30 with your boys. So set a little reminder in your phone for that. Right now, though, we need to jump into a trending report. The big news countrywide is the hurricane Milton.
Yeah.
Man, we're watching pictures right now. Look at the stadium.
Oh my!
Look at it.
Oh my goodness!
The roof is gone.
That's the Tampa Bay Rays
That's
stadium.
Tropicana.
Oh my
field.
Gosh!
That's insane.
Yeah, that's a mess. You got it up on the TV now.
It's shredded. It's not even. It's like shredded paper.
What a mess. I was talking to our radio consultant yesterday who actually lives in Florida, and he was telling me, you know, this last one, was it Helene?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That came through. He's like, you know, what people do after the hurricanes out here, he's like, they take everything that's been damaged by water in their house and they shove it all out on the curb. Get it out of the house
Makes sense. They come by and pick it up.
He's like, and then where the water level is inside on the walls, that's where they cut the drywall out. And then all the drywall and everything goes out to the curb. He's like, now everything's been sitting out there from that, and this new one, Milton, comes through and just takes all the trash that's outside and blows it everywhere.
Oh, no.
And just scatters that trash everywhere along with new trash.
That's just something that's so not even a part of my vocabulary. Like, I'm not, we don't have to deal with that here in Colorado. And to see just the imaging and the video that you see from Florida the last, 3 weeks now?
Yeah.
It's devastating, man.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Really bad. So more pictures and video, I'm sure, going to be flowing in today. But right now, absolute mess. Speaking of the hurricane, Tay-Tay did donate $5 million to support relief efforts for the communities affected by both hurricanes.
Good human.
She's got a history of philanthropy, so this
she
is
does.
Not
oh, yeah.
surprising at all.
$5 million, that's one show for her?
Dude, and yeah, she's a billionaire, so I mean, this is nothing for her. So
that's good. That's good she did that, though.
Yeah.
Kudos to Tay-Tay. Jennifer Lopez is in trending this morning. She says her split with Ben almost took her out for good, is the quote. But ultimately, it was a good thing. She says she still isn't sure if she's got it all figured out, but at least for the time being, she's excited about being single.
Hey, watch out. Jenny from the block.
She's back.
She's about to get it.
She's back.
What is she trying to get, Katie? I don't understand.
Find
it.
Love.
Oh, it?
J-Lo is a hopeless romantic, and I really do hope she finds love, because I think this whole Ben Affleck thing for her, I just feel really, really bad for her, because I think that, you know, she has good intentions. She's out there trying to find the love of her life, and she thought she found it with Ben, and she's
twice.
Like, oh, Ben! Ugh, so bad.
Or
she's
she's the crazy one, and you can't be with her because she's crazy.
She could be the problem.
No,
she
I'm not could believing be the problem. That. No. No. We're not accepting
I feel like she might
answer,
have kind
boys.
Of a big ego, and
just a little bit.
My joke is always like, "Oos, I'm Oots. Jenny. Oos, oos, you don't know me. Oos." She might be the crazy
That's
one,
good,
Katie.
Actually,
we don't know.
She was a fly girl on In Living Color. She can't be crazy.
Well, anyone named a fly girl?
Fly girl.
Who's my little fly girl? Variety just put out the 100 best horror movies of all time, and they're all old as time.
Oh.
The Texas Chainsaw Massacre, The Exorcist, Psycho, Jaws, Night of the Living Dead.
Wait, is a horror movie?
What?
I think it's couched as a spooky, scary movie.
I thought it was a Christmas
intense
movie.
Oh my gosh.
You thought it's a Disney flick.
All right, Die Hard.
There is nothing on here. Like, where is... I never saw Saw, But I hear that one is terrifying.
It's gory, man.
Ugh. What are some more modern ones that are
like the Annabelle? That's that horror movie about the doll.
Yeah.
The Ring. Wasn't The Ring
that's
like
the scariest movie I've ever seen in my life. So that's why I can't watch scary movies is because of The Ring. I was pregnant with Zoe and I had a dream where that lady came crawling across my bed and I was 6 months pregnant and it was in a waterbed and it was awful. It was awful. So I can't watch scary movies because of that moment.
What's
so,
the premise of the
first thing? First thing. Is
so
that the one where the girl, is that where she crawls out of the TV?
Crawls out of the TV. Yes.
Okay.
Oh,
so
absolutely
in my
not.
Dream, she crawled across my waterbed to get me, and I was 6 months pregnant, and I just started like a whale that's been beached. You know?
Second
like,
thing, why did you have a waterbed when you were pregnant?
I know, right?
You're like a turtle on
exactly.
a sack.
Exactly. No, it was an awful decision. Like the first 4 months, it was great because it was so comfy, and then once that was a bad move.
Like you just
part.
Probably sank right into the middle of it.
So bad. Getting out of that thing at 9 months pregnant was...
She gave birth in the waterbed. She couldn't get out.
She didn't know if her water broke, honestly.
I still have nightmares about that dang waterbed. I'm not even kidding. Like, it traumatized me.
I have a visual right now of Katie on her back. Back and forth, and the waves going.
Push me now.
Was the baby conceived in the waterbed?
No.
Okay.
The baby was conceived at a Halloween party.
Hey, there you go.
I know she knows that too.
Oh. Back of the car at a McDonald's.
Poor Zoe. Well, her parents dressed as
screw the
case
trending
people.
Report. I need more details.
Oh no.
So whose Halloween party?
His mom's.
What'd you go as? What was the costume?
Horny?
No, we were cave people. Ooh, makes it even funnier. Like, he totally hit me over the head, drug me back to the bedroom.
Me,
and
you, sex.
I know, that was it. That was
make
it.
Baby now.
We have pictures of us with the crazy
having
blonde
sex?
Wigs. No.
Oh, my God.
In the costumes at the party. And it's just like an ongoing joke. Like, you know, that's pretty funny.
Was it like Flintstones or just cave people?
Kind of like Flintstones. Yeah, he had the
you had a Flintstones kid. But, I'm a Flintstones kid.
He's a Flintstone
kid. Oh, my
kid.
Gosh.
So, like, this. The party was going on.
Yeah, well.
And you snuck off?
After the party.
So it was after party.
Yes, after right. the huh. party. Yes.
Was alcohol involved?
You know it
okay,
was, Josh.
Right. Just making
come
sure.
On.
This is the
and
best
this
story.
Is this why you don't drink anymore? Or?
One of the many reasons, yeah. Man.
I love learning everything about you.
Who knew that
slip,
she was.
Fell, woke up pregnant. Yeah, I don't know.
Bed rock. The bed was rocking.
Bed was sloshing. You know, I hate to go to this next story after all this sexy time talk, but I will say that Netflix has one of those heartwarming romantic Christmas movies coming soon. I can't believe Hallmark missed out on this one. It's called The Merry Gentleman. Yes. And here's the plot. A big city girl travels home for the holidays to find that her parents' small town entertainment venue is in financial problem. Her solution? An all-male Christmas review. So it's Chip and Dale's.
What?
What is this movie? Where can
the
I watch
Merry,
this movie?
The Merry what? Gentleman. It is coming out November 20th.
Ooh.
To the Flicks, and you can get your Christmas freak on.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to me, huh? Woo.
They're actually all dressing up as cavemen, too.
Right. Apparently, I missed quite the Golden Bachelorette last night because Nick Nack stayed up and watched it, and she's like, she texted me this morning. She's like, we got to rewatch this.
No.
I guess they took all the old guys to like a Chip and Dale's place and
ooh.
Taught them how to strip and dance and all this. She's
gosh.
Like, you missed a funny episode last night.
The pacemakers were going.
Yeah. She's like, we need to go back and rewatch it. I'm like, I think I'm good.
Maybe.
Might be able to skip that one.
I don't know if I need to go watch
it. I'd like to watch it, though.
Would you?
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Well, you and Nick Nack can meet up and crack open a bottle of Snoop Dogg wine and watch that, all right? The 12 sexiest quarterbacks in the NFL have been listed. Here's Jer on Sports. Joe Burrow. I'd have to look these guys up.
Good-looking dude.
Good-looking guy.
Yeah.
Bengals, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hey. Caleb Williams, the Bears.
Rookie.
Yeah.
Good-looking?
Sure. I don't know.
I'll give you a couple more. Russell Wilson. I know that one.
I just can't stand him.
And after his performance for the Broncos, I think that that makes everybody like
nauseous.
Yeah.
Kicks him down from like an 8 to a 6,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, yeah. So.
Anybody else I know on here? Brock Purdy, the 49ers.
Yes.
He's Purdy, right?
He is. Yeah. He's my fantasy QB and he's getting me wins. So yeah, he's
really?
Really cute.
Super cute.
Yeah.
Isn't he still only getting paid like $1 million a year or something?
He's still on his rookie contract.
Still, yeah.
He's going to get paid.
Yeah.
Though,
yeah. Like how much do you think he's going to get paid, Jack?
It'll probably be close to like the $53-55 million a year.
Good God.
Yep.
Jeez.
Could you imagine knowing that is coming like next year in your future?
Is that not what's coming for me?
I know, right?
Do you guys not make that? You don't.
Me first, dude.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Shoot. What?
I'll take like.
Wrong profession.
Half of that.
Yeah. Dude, yeah.
My God. Crocs are in the news this morning. They say there's a new report out that is warning parents about how they could be destroying your children's feet.
Oh, no.
Nothing earth-shattering here. Same kind of concerns, basically, that flip-flops have, that there's like no support. You're going to have structural issues. You'll have arch pain.
Yeah.
Hammer toes. The list goes on and on.
Jeez, different kind
of
Croctober.
Hammer toes. Wow.
Yeah.
Crocs
so,
do that to you?
They say they're basically fine for casual wear once in a while, but, you know, don't wear them all the time, which is sucky for, like, nurses and people that are on their feet all the time. I know nurses rock the Crocs all the time.
Yeah, rock out to Croc out.
Yeah, right. Right. Yeah, exactly. Because they're soft, they're squishy, and you can stay in them all day.
Yeah.
I like Crocs. I have a pair of Croc flip-flops and a pair of Croc sandals that I'll, like, throw on around the house. They're like my house shoes, you know?
They're like slippers for you.
Yeah. Or if I have to, like, take the garbage out or something, I'll throw on my Croc flip-flops. And I'll tell you the one thing you can't do with Crocs, and I've had this happen to a couple pairs, is if you get them wet, don't set them out in the sun to dry.
Nope.
Oh.
They will shrink.
Will they?
They will go...
shrivel up.
Do you remember Shrinky
so
Dinks
funny.
Back in the day that you'd color the thing on the plastic, put it in the oven?
Yes.
And they go...
Yes.
Shrink like crazy? Crocs do that.
Adult Shrinky Dinks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, Josh, I mean, your size 6 will like shrink down to a...
That's a Barbie shoe right there.
You have a little Barbie shoe by the time you go outside, Josh.
What else we got?
Nintendo. Nintendo has announced a new alarm clock. I guess I could play this. I'll turn down that. Tweet, 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 tweet. I guess it's an interactive clock, which features motion sensor technology that responds to your movements. So it starts going off, and it'll play crap like this. But as you start moving, I was watching the video to this, it'll start playing like the coin sounds or the Mario jumping sound and all that. And I don't know, it's kind of cute. It's kind of a cute little gimmick. It's $100, though.
Jeez.
It's called the Nintendo Sound Clock Alarmo.
Oh, wow. Alarmo!
It's Alarmo! Hey!
Mario!
Do I want one? No. I'll just use the alarm on my phone.
There you go.
Maybe thank download that ringtone or something, you know?
Yeah.
Or not.
On your
or
phone.
Not. I don't know. Katie, you mentioned the Tropicana a few minutes ago. The Tropicana in Las Vegas has been featured in all sorts of movies and TV shows. Demolished yesterday. It's been part of the Strip for decades, and they did one of those big send-offs with the explosions and the fireworks, and they just leveled it.
Ugh.
I couldn't stop watching it. But they're building a $1.5 billion baseball stadium in its place to house the Athletics.
Oh, that's where they're put it. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
See, that's so funny. Is that a guy thing? Or maybe, Katie, you can chime in on this, too. We just love watching buildings get demolished.
The implosions.
The implosions and watching a controlled demolition.
Yeah.
I will watch that all day long. It's one of my favorite
things.
I
love it.
Are you into that, or is that just a guy thing?
No, it's a guy thing.
I'm watching food videos, probably. Like, that's what I've got going on
food
over
videos,
here.
Yeah.
Creating food instead of
now we watch buildings
things.
Fall.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah. I think it's just, all the dynamite and everything in there.
So
it's
cool.
Boom, 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 boom.
And
they do it right in Vegas. They had, like, a drone show above it going on.
That's sick.
And then they were blowing fireworks off the hotel, and then it was like, pow, 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 and they leveled it.
That sounds awesome for you, too. Like,
it's
you're
sick.
So excited.
It's
right
cool.
Now.
I wanted to give them, like, one of these, you know. Well, not that one, not that one. This one. That one. That's the one I want when those things go down. The other one, I guess, could work, too.
Yeah.
Let me give you one more thing. Mountain Dew has announced that they're changing their logo, and they're going back to spelling out the full word mountain for anybody that cares. They shortened it to MTN in 2009 because it was, like,
cool, it's like a cool hip way to say Mountain Dew. It's the MTN, you guys.
I didn't even know they did that.
But now they're bringing back the whole word mountain.
Huh.
I like Mountain Dew. It's so bad for you.
Do you really?
It's like drinking antifreeze. But
yeah.
The original Mountain Dew, oh,
huh.
Tasty. I have a family member. Let's see. It would be my cousin's husband. Is there a word for that? Just cousin's husband.
Yeah, cousin's, cousin, yeah.
Cousin's husband. He is a school teacher in Nebraska, and he is obsessed with Mountain Dew. And so, like, every year for the end of the year, like, all the students will bring him boxes of Mountain Dew and just stock him up for, like, the rest of the year. He gets cases.
That's
cases
sick.
Of
if someone
it.
Did that for Dr. Pepper for me, I'd just cry. I would yeah. cry tears of joy. I really would.
I just can't even imagine consuming that much soda. Like, now, anyway. Like, back in the day, I could put away a 12-pack of Pepsi, no problem.
We're very airy.
Yeah, I know, right? It's a lot of gas in your tummy.
They've got hard Mountain Dew now, too, which we picked up a case just for funsies. But it's Mountain Dew flavors with alcohol in it.
Was it good?
Was it good? The first couple sips are good.
Yeah.
And then you like pass it off to your friend. You're like, you got to try this.
Yeah. Is it worth the calories?
Yeah, it's not worth the calories. Croc-tober. All right, it's time for Croc-tober, where every weekday in October, I post a new crockpot recipe for busy parents. It's just a little thing I do. Been doing it for years.
You're so nice.
Such a giver. I'm so humble. You can find it on our Facebook page, Your Boys in the Morning. I will repost it to my Instagram, which is Shut Up Jeremy. This morning, this will fill you up. It's called Killer Potato Soup, you guys. I freaking love potato soup in the crock pot. This one's got a little kick to it. And, of course, you top it with cheese and bacon and wash it down with a cold Mountain Dew. That's living. Find the Killer Potato Soup on our Facebook page. Just search Your Boys in the Morning for Croctober.